Dynamic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is going to sign that new Russia sanctions bill, and he's going to sign it soon. Yesterday, speaking in the Republic of Georgia, Pence said Russia has to change its course.
The lifting of sanctions will require Russia to reverse the actions that caused the sanctions to be imposed in the first place, and not before.
The new sanctions in response to Moscow's alleged meddling in the presidential election, and the president's been skeptical about the measure, but faces the likelihood that the House and Senate would override a veto. New sanctions on North Korea and Iran are also included in that legislation. Just getting word, the U.S. has test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile this morning. An unarmed Minuteman III missile fired from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to test the effectiveness of the system. They say it's not related to the recent developments with North Korea. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Citizens and law enforcement officers across the U.S. and much of Canada joining last night at events to mark National Night Out 2017. That includes in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, where there have been over 200 murders already this year. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says such gatherings do go a long way towards building trust and increasing cooperation between citizens and police.
So as we face gun violence in our city, I applaud each and every Baltimorean who comes out tonight and says this isn't what represents our city and we need to do better. So that's what, to me, that's what this night is all about.
The Department of Homeland Security waiving environmental laws to start building a section of a wall along the Mexican border. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The department issued the waiver for dozens of laws to expedite construction of a 14-mile stretch of the wall near San Diego. That means construction will not require review to see the impact the wall will have on the environment. DHS says the San Diego sector of the border is an area of high illegal entry for both drugs and people.
And Portland, Oregon could see record-setting heat today. The highest temperature ever officially recorded in that Pacific Northwest city was 107. That was decades ago. Forecasters are saying the mercury could hit 109 today. The National Weather Service saying the heat index will be up around 115, if not higher. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Happy summer! We know it's summertime, and that means you could make a trip to the emergency room. We hope not. And we're going to give you lots of tips. We compiled a whole list of things we're going to talk about all hour about keeping you healthy throughout the summer. First thing we got to talk about, though, is those pesky mosquitoes. Because over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of infections and things that are spread by mosquitoes. So let's talk about mosquitoes and why we're trying to stay healthy from them.
Well, mosquitoes, besides being irritating and giving us itchy welt-type rashes, can carry nasty diseases. Lately,
West Nile.
West Nile, Zika, chikungunya.
We don't have chikungunya in the U.S., do we?
Yes,
yep.
We do. Mm-hmm. Different forms of encephalitis, St. Louis encephalitis, Western equine
That's
encephalitis.
That's swelling of the brain, just for people who don't know what that is.
So these are nasty, horrible, bad diseases, a lot of which have no cures. In fact, everyone I mentioned has no cure. So,
wait a minute. You can get over West Nile.
Yeah, but there's no specific treatment for it.
Oh, you can't just, like, go on something.
Yeah, you recover, but...
It's a long road.
So not getting bitten by mosquitoes is a highly desirable thing.
So B1, I know when you were first a doctor, at some point you would tell people take B1 because the mosquitoes wouldn't like them as much.
Right. I don't know the exact science behind this. This was up in Canada where mosquitoes are real mosquitoes, where you have black sheets of mosquitoes in the air. Especially children would get bitten up and be all swollen. Their eyes would be swollen shut and so on. And just an anecdotal therapy was to take vitamin B1, but it really seemed to work. And if you remember B vitamins, when we humans eat them, they have a really bad aftertaste to them. So I don't know what the relationship is there exactly, but I do know it helps a lot.
Bad.
Maybe it makes your blood taste bad. I don't know, but it sure helps. So
not that showering works too.
What does?
Not showering. No, the insects are attracted, both mosquitoes and then, you know, venomous insects like bees and such to, quote, the sweet smells. So, you know, when you have the deodorant soaps, deodorant
perfumes
and things
body
like
washes.
That. So, I mean, you know, I'll be standing there grubby and they won't be messing with me. Whoever's got a shower and perfume on, they're biting them all over the place.
Let's talk about DEET because I'm really surprised that for years people just had no problem with DEET and they were putting it on newborns. They were camping and putting it all over everybody.
So, Judy, why don't you explain to our listeners what DEET is exactly?
So DEET is a chemical used to deter insects. And it's used a lot in the woods. It used to be a campy thing, but then it became very prevalent and people were spraying it all over their bodies. I can't remember what it stands for, though. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's an acronym for a long chemical name. I think they use DEET a lot in the third world for malaria. Prevention
mm-hmm.
also.
I think I'm not positive, but I think it started with the military. And then it just kind of came over here and
right.
Somebody decided they could sell it.
Anyway, DEET's been determined to be not so good because of skin rashes, irritation, even blistering of the skin, itching. But also people get disorientated.
They get neurological.
Yeah, it gets absorbed through the skin. It can cause insomnia, even seizures. Mood swings.
Growing up.
Yeah, can cause a lot of things. So you generally want to avoid DEET, even though you want to avoid mosquitoes also.
Well, and DEET is in a class of chemicals called organophosphates, which include sarin gas. So just think
really,
about
I didn't
that.
Know that.
Right. So all the things that sarin gas does to kill you, DEET does just not bad enough to kill you.
I can't wait to find out what epigenetic issues this has caused, because we know we can turn genes on and off by exposure to different chemicals.
You'll need to listen to the Immortal Minute.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. And then, okay, what about this new thing about spraying the yard? We got a thing on our door today, $49.
They're perfectly safe.
It makes me sick. When the city did it, I felt horrible.
The stuff
for
they
2 days.
In the yard, it's just the plant chemical. It's non-toxic.
Well, maybe it's not the same stuff the city sprayed 3 years
That's
ago.
That's not what
that
the
made
city
me sick.
Sprays. City's spraying some kind of...
more powerful.
More powerful. The stuff
I'm
that
telling just, you. All like you nerve
here's
gas.
The deal with your yard. All you're trying to do is scare them into your neighbor's yard. Okay? I'm serious. This stuff doesn't kill them. Okay?
It
does not kill
them.
It just deters them, and they go,
right.
And it's kind of like
so
criminals. If you have a security system, they're going to go to the guy that doesn't have it, right?
If everybody spends $49 and I don't, they're all going to move to me? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So the option is, and the other thing is if everybody around you's already got it and you've got it, you need to go disable their systems because there's no place for the mosquitoes to go. You need to chase them off.
Well, let's go back to some fundamentals. You do not want standing water in your yard. If you're over sprinkling your yard, you're going to get a lot of mosquitoes.
Bird baths.
If you go
collecting rainwater.
If you go out at sunset. You're going to get bitten by mosquitoes. That's when they're the most prevalent when they bite.
Oh, and the ones that give West Nile virus are a particular type of mosquito because our son knows everything. Our son-in-law knows everything there is to know about these bugs. But he said at like 5 o'clock or dusk, the ones that carry West Nile virus, that's like when they come out.
Yeah. And also, let's remember, it's the female mosquito that does all the biting, not the male.
Some things are just cross species.
So, and of course, if you have to go out at dusk, you want to wear long sleeves, which is hard in the summertime when it's 100 degrees. But otherwise, you want to wear long sleeves. You want to stay away from dusk, but stay away from the standing water. That's a really big one. And, of course, tall grass, which in some parts of the country, tall grass is also... if you have low-hanging trees and tall grass, you're going to get chiggers also. So,
oh, my God.
Very nasty.
True or false? A cold winter kills off the mosquitoes.
True.
False.
Really?
They burrow into the ground, and the ground doesn't freeze deep enough to kill the
it
mosquitoes.
It kills fleas, though, right? I mean, I heard it kills some stuff.
I'm not
a freeze,
an expert
a good
on
freeze.
Fleas.
I don't know a lot about fleas either.
I was just reading about the mosquitoes, and they're like, it doesn't matter if it's 30 below for weeks. They're so far down in the ground that it doesn't affect them.
Well, I think it's their eggs, right? Their eggs that are buried.
Yeah.
Because mosquitoes actually only live 48 hours.
Right.
So the eggs
but
stay
the
there.
Cold winter doesn't get them because they go down into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you do get stung by a bee or by a mosquito or anything, this is a great little pantry remedy. You take some baking soda and a little bit of water, make a paste, put it on there. Takes the sting right out. Works great.
Meat tenderizer.
That's
also,
smart.
Of course, you can buy over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream.
True. Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock, a time we find something in the show that's shocking or we're just shocked that it made the news. All right, here we go. New study. I'm not shocked by this, but I'm happily surprised. This is out of the journal Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. Boy, I can't speak today. Shows that extra virgin olive oil may do wonders for Alzheimer's prevention. In the study, they genetically modified rodents and to have the three characteristics of Alzheimer's, the memory impairment, the buildup of amyloid plaques, and neurofibrillary tangles. And then they divided those rodents from the ones that weren't exposed to that, and then they gave them extra virgin olive oil. What they found is that the rodents that were treated with or given extra virgin olive oil did not have Alzheimer's, or they didn't develop through all the symptoms of it. And not just that, but the actual physiological brains of those rodents didn't have the plaques and such of Alzheimer's. They're going to do more studies, but I think this is great.
Well, there's more and more research showing up that there is some relationship between fat in our body and Alzheimer's disease. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. They found that certain types of statin drugs that we use to reduce cholesterol actually help prevent Alzheimer's. So there's some relationship. Here you have the monounsaturated fat. Olive oil helps. A statin drug that dissolves into fat, like a Lipitor, for example, helps reduce Alzheimer's. There's some relationship.
Is it that or the anti-inflammatory effect of the statins that reduces it? So there's some evidence to that,
good
too.
Good question. There is.
Well, but the hydrophilic statins like Crestor don't work. So it has to be the statins that dissolve in fat. So there's something to it.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of changes over the next year or two. New studies on this whole topic. All right, if you haven't already, follow us on Facebook. Go there. Follow us under Stay Young Media Group. And take that survey, stayyoungamerica.com. 5 questions, super easy. Your chance to get a sample of Lifeline Stem Cell Cream.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
You're just tuning in. Grab a pen. Write these tips down. We're talking about keeping you healthy all summer long. And that's right. Every tip you need to stay out of the emergency room and to avoid some things you may not even know could harm you.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience with exceptionally accurate results. So it really doesn't have to do with longevity or anti-aging, but pertinent to our discussion today, and this comes from the University of Michigan, where they've linked two insecticides that may stunt babies' motor skills. All right, so the two insecticides are commonly used, one in the United States, one is used for plants, and I'll have a hard time, chlorpyrifos, and the other one is NALED. And NALED's used in several United States mostly to combat the mosquito that carries Zika, West Nile, et cetera. So we're trying to kill off the mosquito to prevent the disease, but sometimes the treatment or the prevention may be somewhat toxic to a certain population. And in small infants, when they were exposed in utero, mother inhaled this, they had a 5 to 7% reduction in fine motor skills in the first year of life, females more so than males.
Did they catch up?
Well, they didn't go that far to watch them. So, I mean, they just showed
I'm
in
so
that
curious.
First year they had a reduction in motor skills.
I'm telling you what, when they spray, that freaks
me out.
So
your question earlier about, you know, how does it play into genomics and is somebody at risk? You know, I think we're seeing that trying to stay away from these organophosphates and things to control insects and maybe, you know, prevention, like Dr. Gammon was saying, of making sure the water. And I know we haven't had too much of it here. Irony is I lived in the zip code at one point that had the highest incidence of West Nile in the United States. So,
wow.
You were lucky. They don't like you. They didn't bite you.
That's true. But we would go walking and you'd see dead birds, and that's how it kind of
happened.
You knew that. And the other is the bird, nothing else messed with the birds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, other animals wouldn't mess with them because they could tell that they were sick. So anyway, sometimes the treatment or prevention may have some effects. So we got to balance the good with the bad. Public health.
All right. I want to talk about ozone because you're watching the news and they tell you what the ozone level is. I don't know if it's a myth. I think that there's something to the air quality index because as a doctor, Dr. Gammon,
that's true.
Yeah, you've said yourself when they say that the air quality index is bad, right, or the color's red, you see tons of asthmatics and COPDers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when the air's bad, people with chronic respiratory illnesses get sick. I mean, there's no doubt about it whatsoever. In fact, many elderly with COPD, when it's the heat of the summer and the ozone index is up, they won't leave their homes.
So this air quality index, let's go through the colors, Dr. Anderson, because some people say, oh, it's yellow. They don't know what that means. Or it's orange. What does orange mean? I mean, they go all the way from green to maroon. So what would you, based on these colors, at what point would you tell different people to do different things?
Well, usually it's when it hits the red zone, and that's defined as unhealthy. That's going to apply to most everybody. You know, for those with underlying lung disease, they may actually start having symptoms at the orange zone, which is, you know, the level just under that. So, you know, more sensitive patients obviously are going to see it early. But when it hits red, that's kind of the instructions even for healthy people to do your exercise early in the morning when the levels tend to be lowest because they tend to accumulate throughout the day and stay indoors.
I've seen so many, and excuse my French, morons out there running. And when it's 112 degrees and you got this purple, red or purple or maroon, you know, really bad indexes, and they're out there running, they're huffing and puffing, they look like they're going to die. And I'm thinking, what possessed you not to use a treadmill today?
Some questions are just difficult to answer.
And the answer would be addiction.
Yeah.
Right, because, I mean, there is that runner's high, and there are people who...
Was it the hormones?
Endorphins. So the endorphins rise when they hit the, quote, runner's high. And, you know, if that's their routine, works in the deal, their brain will override logic and say, you know, I got to run. I got to go get my runner's high.
At least they'll die high, right?
Yeah, is that, a little bit.
That must be what they're thinking.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like watching the person with a weight issue sitting there staring at the display of the donuts going, why can't I lose weight?
Right? And then they always say, why can't I lose weight?
Because they're addicted.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they literally have it.
Speaking of food, let's talk about the grill, because now we know. And I hate grilled chicken, by the way. I don't like things cooked on a grill. I'm not a big fan of it.
You're going to grill chicken. You grill it with the skin on and then take the skin off.
That must be what it is. I taste it, and I literally feel like I'm eating something toxic.
Yeah, it is toxic because when you take the skin off, there's more carcinogens when the flesh itself is grilled. So the skin, if you grill it with the skin on, the carcinogens are still on the skin, and you peel it off.
Take it off.
All right.
Well, that's what's so surprising because skinless, boneless chicken breasts cooked otherwise are very healthy because they're low in fat, low in carbohydrates. But it is the worst food to grill. It creates the most carcinogens known as heterocyclic amines, or HCAs for short.
Yeah, and it's significant. It's almost twice what, like, steak is.
Well, it's actually 20 times what steak is.
Oh, it's 20 times what steak
20
is.
Times.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it's 14,300 for chicken, and it's 810 for steak.
Yeah, so it's rather surprising.
You're just giving my fajitas a big nod, baby. Just keep going.
Well, if you want to get really good.
You go to pork. Now I'm going to get my pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, you are. And your salmon. Salmon's not bad.
Cook it on a cedar plank, and it doesn't even touch the flames.
Man. Yeah, I do like that.
And of all these things, chicken, steak, pork, salmon, hamburgers have the least carcinogens. That's rather shocking.
That is shocking. Now, here, this is pretty interesting. A chemist out of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California found that if you marinate the chicken, right, because people want their chicken, if you marinate it in olive oil, cider vinegar, garlic, mustard, lemon juice, salt, and brown sugar, like that little combination, I don't know what it is about the combination, but it reduces those carcinogenic compounds. We're literally about like 90%. So if you really want your grilled chicken, you got to like make up this mixture and use that on it as a marinade before you grill it. It seems to work great.
Now, when you're grilling out there and it's 95 or 100 degrees, drink more water because in the summertime, heat exhaustion, dehydration is very common, especially in the elderly whose body masses are decreasing. So you must drink enough water.
Yeah. So the usual formula, take your body weight number, cut it in half, and drink that many in ounces. If you're outside grilling,
you need more.
You need more. You definitely need more.
If you drink alcohol, you need more. If you drink caffeine, you need more. So you need an awful lot of water if you're doing all
those
things.
Yeah, I always laugh at the people who say, I'm hydrated. I had three beers today. I think, well, the alcohol just did you under.
Yeah, you would need three extra equivalent bottles or cans of beer just to stay even with that.
Now, if you haven't already done so, take the survey. You can go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. There is only 5 questions of the survey, right? And they're really easy to answer. And we can track our demographics. That's what keeps us on in your market. We're in 57 different stations, and that's what keeps us on there and keeps us growing. But we're going to thank you with a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. We never give this stuff out unless you win it. But we're going to be very grateful if you go in and take the survey, and we'll send that to you. And don't go away. When we come back, we're going to tell you the best and worst foods to eat this summer.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT.
Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We do not seek the collapse of the regime.
And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson adds in a briefing at the State Department yesterday concerning North Korea.
We do not seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an excuse to send our military north of the 38th parallel.
Tillerson saying the U.S. is willing to have a dialogue with North Korea under the right conditions. He speaks in a bid to apparently de-escalate some tension created by Senate Republican Lindsey Graham's remarks earlier in the day.
There will be a war with North Korea over their missile program if they continue to try to hit America with an ICBM.
Meanwhile, the United States conducted its own test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, and it's being called a success. It was fired early today from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, if you're just tuning in, don't forget you can catch this and every single episode on podcasts. We're in all the podcast directories as Staying Young Show 2.0. But if you're listening on a station, you heard it here first. And also Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book at the end of this and every single show. Write this number down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. All right, foods to eat and foods not to eat. Let's go down the foods to eat list.
Well, I will pick my favorite for the summer is I like to get the berries, put a little cream, light cream or something on them, and have just a little berries and cream, and that's not too heavy and light and fresh, and they're pretty plentiful this time of year where we live, so that's a good choice.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I can't do dairy, but I love my sorbets. And when we were in Hawaii, they had great mango sorbet. It was, I guess because of the texture of a mango, it was creamier than the other sorbets. It wasn't as icy. What's your favorite?
Well, unfortunately, it's not on the healthy list. That would be my smorked.
You're only allowed to talk about the healthy stuff.
My smoked ribs.
That you make yourself in your smoker?
Yes, yes, in my smoker.
The whole neighborhood starts knocking on the door. Oh, yeah. Are you having ribs today?
But I like a Long Mark's thing. I like fresh fruit, you know, your peaches, your melons, like Mark mentioned, the berries, that sort of thing. Also, Greek yogurt's a really nice snack.
All right, going back to Maui, because I just am so stuck on Maui. Went to that luau. And I don't know what they put in that cucumber dill salad. It was so tasty. It was like this cucumber and dill, but the little sauce they put with it wasn't, it was a clear sauce. I don't know what it was. It had vinegar or something. It was good. I could have like had just that for dinner.
Yeah.
And then grilled fish. Now, we talked about grilling foods and, you know, what's the best to grill and not the best to grill. But fish was on the good side. And like Dr. Anderson said, if you put down like the little wood planks, the little cedar planks, then you really don't have the issue because the fish doesn't even touch the grill itself.
And, of course, salads in the summer are very healthy, also, as long as you don't put some fat-laden dressing on it, like blue cheese dressing or Caesar salad.
It's always the dressing that kills you, right?
It's the dressing. People get fooled by that.
People say, oh, I went to, I'm going to pick on, well, I guess I won't name the restaurant, but there's a very well-known restaurant that serves these massive salads, and people are like, oh, I had a salad at, and I'm always like, yeah, have you checked the calories on that? I mean, some of their salads are over 2,000 calories.
Yeah.
A lot of it's the cheese and the dressing and everything else they throw on there. All right, what about the don't do it list? Don't eat this.
Well, I think anything fried is obviously a bad thing. In the summer, the fried chicken's very popular. That's not a good thing.
All right, now this is very, very popular. People want to go get their little frozen drinks, right? Venti Java chip, 490 calories. Or if you put the whipped cream on it, it's 600 calories. And there's no like nutritional value in this thing.
No, I mean,
that's it's made with, I don't know, almond milk, and there's some kind of, you know, nutritional value in there.
Right, and it's got the same amount of calories as a rack of ribs, so you may as well have your smoked ribs. At least you get some protein out of it.
And I see this a lot. The ice cream everybody's having the sundaes and stuff. So when we do it, we'll do homemade ice cream. And you can actually kind of control the contents when you do the homemade.
What do you put in it?
Sugar and cream.
So you're still putting sugar in it. I just wonder if you made
it
like
control
with
the sugar.
Agave or something.
Do you put any eggs in it?
Oh, yeah, sugar. I mean, you know, but it's all, quote, natural. It doesn't have any preservatives or anything like that. So, I mean, you know, what makes it taste better is that. And then, you know, it's pick your flavor, whatever the fruit of the day, or crush up peppermints and put in there. But I do cut the sugar down by about half, and it's still plenty sweet.
Yeah. Right. Unlike the premium ice creams you buy at the store, if you use that and you make a hot fudge sundae, you can have 900 calories. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Well, even more if you get some of these, like, ones that have cookies and cream, or, you know, they have all these additives in them.
Sure.
Like the salted caramel. Boy, that one's good.
Well, in a solution, you want something cold like that, you can make homemade popsicles. And
that's
you can
true.
Use agave.
Yeah.
You know,
what would you put in it?
To make the homemade popsicles?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, flavor-wise,
you'll be... Like, you could just put fruit juices, but then again, fruit juices are pretty
sugary. Well, but if you don't
add
sugar, and you can dilute them down, so you got to get them to freeze. They won't freeze very well if they're just fruit juice.
No.
So you can dilute it down. You could use frozen berries. You can grind it up, but we've done that before. Just put them in an ice cube tray.
Most people are going to be surprised by this, but they need to stay away from the diet drinks. They're like, oh, I'm craving a diet whatever. Well...
That doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold.
Forest run. Yeah, I mean, well, hot, they're poisonous. But you know, in the summer, people think that's going to be really good for them to consume, to hydrate themselves. But instead, it's killing their gut biome and causing all kinds of issues, including weight issues. I mean, man, I can't bring this up enough about these artificial sweeteners. And sometimes I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall. But other times I have people come up to me and say, I did it. I gave it up, and I lost 10 pounds. I'm like, told you.
Yeah. You know, another trap in the summer are noodle salads, macaroni salads. They have a tremendous amount of calories in them.
700 calories a cup. And who eats a cup, right? They probably eat more, especially if they're like a family reunion, and it's your Aunt Sally's macaroni salad, and it's just so good you can't stand it. I can't eat it because I can't eat gluten, but I remember the day when I could.
Yeah.
And it was good, too.
Yeah.
All right, exercise in the summer. What's the best exercise for you?
Watching other people.
Spoken from the skinniest guy in the room. Yeah, right. You exercise really good. You're really healthy about that.
Early.
Oh, I would agree with that. Exercise early.
Yeah.
Remember we used to do our 5 a.m. walks? I loved those. So did the dog. Even Buttercup loved the 5 a.m. walks.
Nah, that was too early for me. Well, in the summertime, I like to exercise by playing games, basketball, soccer, volleyball. I love those sort of activities
in
the summertime.
All right, tennis and beach volleyball, 544 calories in an hour. That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Well, Judy may have some insight in this because of her growing up in Michigan, but you know, the guys up in Michigan all talk about they got their winter five, you know, or their winter 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys, they will. They'll put that few pounds on over the winter, and it's cold, and the outside activities go down, and it's kind of that hibernation type deal. But they'll all tell you, as soon as it warms up, they're out. They are more active than anything. You know, they're golfing, they're tennis, and, you know, granted the weather's a little more accommodating to it because it's not just raging hot.
Yeah, I think they can stay out longer. Like in the South, it's so hot.
And they're like, you know, by the time June rolls around, I've dropped the 10 pounds and I'm back to my summertime feeling good. And then, you know, there's the quote, there's more boats or more lakes per capita in Michigan than anywhere else in the U.S. And there's more boats per capita.
More boats. Yeah, more lakes is Minnesota.
Maybe.
Everybody's got a boat.
So they're always out at the boat. They're always – the activity levels just
shoot
through
the roof.
Yeah, but
you're driving your boat across the lake. You're not burning calories.
No, but, you know, you're swimming and
– You had to put it in the water.
Skiing and –
skiing, that's
They're
true.
Active, man. They load their stuff up and they're gone for on the weekends.
Hey, have you ever done that thing where you go behind the boat and it's, what is it called? It's not
wakeboarding?
No, it's like a parachute thing.
Parasailing?
Parasailing. Have you done that?
Yeah, once a long time ago.
Did you like it?
It's not worth the effort.
Okay, because we were watching it and I thought, I wonder how you keep from like that thing falling on your head and drowning in the water.
The chute?
Yeah.
Oh, they just don't let you drop to the ground. It's not... You're tied up. It's not a big thrill seek.
Oh. Yeah. Have you ever jumped off a cliff and done the...
Heights is not my thing.
Not
so jumping off a cliff is not...
Have you ever jumped off a cliff and lived to tell about it?
It's kind of like jumping out of a perfectly functioning airplane, you know? It's like, you know
why
what?
Why would I do that?
Yeah, why would I get off this cliff? I'm standing just fine. If I want to get in the water, I'll walk down to the water's edge.
I went and did that indoor skydiving. Oh, man, I was so motion sick. I'd have my daughter drive home. I'm like, I can't even walk straight. It was terrible.
And this is one of those, you know, old guy stories. We used to jump off the railroad trestle off the lake, and last year somebody jumped off and drowned. It was like, oops, good thing we made it through childhood.
Oh, well, I think the water levels are generally lower than they used to be. All right, grab a pen, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100 because we had Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, if you're just tuning in, don't forget, Dementia Defender Reel of the Day is at the end of this and every single show we do. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And write this number down, 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, out of Orange County. Orange County, we got Nick Delgado, PhD. He's the author of several different books, but his latest one is Annihilate Acne Now Naturally. I love that it's naturally. I think that's great, Nick. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. It's so much fun to be on your show. Stay Young. I call Stay Young. And it's all about healthy joints and anti-aging and stem cells and things we can do to reverse aging.
Fantastic.
Uh-oh, he's got an advantage.
All right. Well, we're so excited to have you on. And I want to tell everybody, if they want to look you up and if they want to annihilate acne now naturally, then go to DelgadoProtocol.com. And as you know, being a fan of the show, we're going to go back and forth. And you're going to ask questions, and that if you answer them right, you can win some things. You can win out of the Stay Young vitamin line, some age support multivitamin. And if you're really good, we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream because we know you're all about anti-aging.
Staying young. All right, Dr. Nick. First question, true or false? When you're in REM sleep, do you lose your sense of smell?
Wow.
So you're laying there
They're
in
hard,
bed.
Right? Have fun with it.
I'll just give you a kind of a visual. You're laying there in bed. Your wife is passing gas because it's the middle of the night.
I don't do that.
Do you smell it?
Walter, tell them I don't do that.
Do you smell it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to say that people in a coma can get a whiff of wasabi root or some pungent smell, and they'll come out of a coma. I've read about that at the Nobel Prize, the type of weird think about it first and laugh. But I think you keep your sense of smell.
No, you lose it during REM sleep. So, I would say possibly the difference, and I'd have to research it because I'm not the expert, is, the state of coma, they're not necessarily in REM sleep.
Right.
And when you go REM sleep, my thing, all the muscles go lax, everything just kind of shuts down. So, there might
I think
be a
this
difference.
This is how come people in fires, they were asleep and the smoke didn't wake them up.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Or their spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, here's your second question. Which is harder, the enamel on your teeth or your thigh bone known as the femur?
Well, let's just say the enamel in your teeth.
Yes.
You are correct, Nick. Enamel is the hardest substance in the entire human body.
All right. Third question, which side of your brain is responsible for self-recognition, such as looking in the mirror or recognizing your hand as being your hand? And if you're familiar with those stroke patients, like you may be, you'll get this one.
Well, the area of the brain.
If you're not, you got a 50-50 chance.
So the area of the brain responsible for the neural basis, I would say it's ask the question again.
So which side of the brain is responsible for self-recognition? You know, recognizing your image in the mirror or recognizing that's my hand. You know, sometimes people, after they have strokes, they see their hand and they think it's someone else's.
Okay. Well, if we're talking about the right and the left hemisphere of the brain, right? I mean, that's what your basic question is, either the right. And so if you're left-handed, you're in your right mind. So let's just say the sense of visual comes from self-awareness.
He's buying time. Don't Google it.
The right side.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I was going to put the Jeopardy
theme song
on.
You need to call a friend, phone a friend.
I wanted to make it dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, here's your next question. Which muscle in the human body controls breathing? Which muscle controls breathing?
Well, my immediate thought is the diaphragm, but
that is correct.
Very good.
We interrupted you before you changed
your
mind.
Yeah, I know. Stop him.
All right, Nick. Final question. True or false? Babies are always born with brown eyes. True or false?
I thought it was blue eyes, but
you are correct.
Stop him before he says but.
That's right. So they just haven't developed pigment in their eyes yet, so they're all blue-eyed when they're born.
All right. You did really good.
I have five of those babies.
Oh, how
See?
Sweet.
They taught you something.
I love it. We're going to send you out the Age Support Multivitamin. We're also going to send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream because we like you.
Great. Awesome.
And for our listeners, you need to pick up Nick's book, and that's Annihilate Acne Now Naturally. We'll go ahead and tweet out about it, too. Thank you, Nick, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was great.
What is it something that's happened to you in the summertime that you wish you could have prevented? Something random. I mean, for me, I walked across the yard and broke my foot because I fell in a hole. And I just because I, you know, flip-flops and not paying attention.
Well, this sort of happened to me, but I wish I was a better swimmer because I almost drowned when I was younger. And boating accidents, swimming accidents, they're quite common, cause a lot of accidents and deaths in the United States and elsewhere. So I just think everyone needs to be more aware of the safety there.
Oh, that's good. Anything happen to you in the summer?
Oh, scorpion bites, snake bites, you know, crawling around in creeks where you shouldn't have been.
Yeah. And that was in your dorm at A&M,
right? Right.
So, have you really been bitten by a scorpion?
Yeah.
Oh, did it hurt?
Yeah.
Where'd you get
bit? It goes away.
Was it on your foot? Was it in your shoe?
No.
You just stepped on it.
We were kids. We were not bright. We walked around the creek shoeless, and then we get up on the...
I wonder what else you caught in that creek.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
It's really easy to catch a lot of stuff in that nasty stuff.
Yeah. Well, that music means that it's time for... Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333.
I just want to tell people how important it is to call Charlie at this number and get rid of the CPAP machine. I don't know if you've noticed all these new commercials now for the thing that cleans your CPAP, because people are getting really sick because you can grow bacteria in that thing. So if you can get rid of it, get rid of it.
There you go. Here's this week's riddle. Voiceless it cries, wingless it flutters, toothless it bites, and mouthless it mutters.
What
is it? Let me repeat that. Voiceless it cries, wingless it flutters, toothless it bites, mouthless it mutters.
What is that? Is that your, like, dramatic voice?
It is. Dementia Defender's sexy voice.
Oh,
send
great.
In your answers.
Now he's a sex symbol. All right, here's what you do. You call 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number. If you know the right answer and you give it to us, you give us your name, your address, and your phone number, and only the phone number so we know if we can't understand your address, we can call and correct it. And we'll send you out, if you get it right, a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that's an award-winning book. And if you don't know the answer but you just want to buy the book, go to StayYoungAmerica.com and you can find all the books that we write there. And you can also go on StayYoungAmerica.com and fill out the form if you just want to fill it out. On
five-question survey.
Oh, the question. Oh, the five-question survey. Yeah, as long as you're on that website, fill out the five-question survey. Yeah, you can even get a chance at, well, not a chance. If you fill it out, we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream samples just as a thank you. And that's a no-brainer right there, that five-question survey. We'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career.